This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Now, let's turn to Braille, because Braille, big issue, of course, at the moment, big topic, I should say, really, because, you know, there are so many devices now coming out for Braille users, making Braille just that little bit cheaper. Well, in this case, certainly to read large volumes of books. With us now on the line is Ed Rogers from Bristol Braille, who's here to tell us all about the new Canute. And good to have you here, Ed.
Thank you for having me.
So we want to talk to you about the Canute. A lot of people talking about this device. I think the obvious question is, what is it?
The Canute is a multi-line Braille e-reader. It will be the first of its kind because it will be affordable. It's a standalone unit. It's going to have 360 cells of Braille. That's 40 characters wide, 40 cells wide, and over 9 lines. And we're pitching it at the price of a Perkins Brailler, which today is about £600, I think. So that would be something like 40 times cheaper per cell than piezoelectric existing Braille display technology.
That's quite a good price for that. And, you know, this is the beginning of what we're starting to see, Ed, as a real cut down in the cost of Braille. Is that something that you're trying to achieve with this? Is that the ultimate aim, to make something more affordable with Braille?
Yes, it is. I mean, we can't say that for sure that we'll be able to match that price when we first get on the market, but it will cost hundreds of pounds rather than thousands of pounds. And the reason we want to do this is we want to radically reduce the cost of being Braille literate. For a lot of people, it's not viable once you've learnt Braille in paper to go on to read it digitally, at which point the medium loses a lot of its relevance for many people, especially when a Braille volume takes up an entire floor of a house.
Yes.
So we're trying to create essentially a unit here which isn't in competition with the Braille displays, but it is an entirely new class of device. It's multi-line, so you can show tabular data, you can show mathematics in a far easier way. It's even things like poetry and prose come out better when you can get the paragraphs, the line breaks, and so on in exactly the same format as they are on paper. And it's designed to replace or to assist paper libraries, so people can have a library in their house on a device about the size of a 17-inch, 14-inch laptop.
I've seen the quality of the Braille on the Canute. I saw it last July, and at that time, it was the size of a scanner. Is it the same size still?
Well, the prototypes we made end of last year were still that same size. The size that we'll be going to market with and the prototypes we're developing at the moment have about half the volume of that. So there will be around about 14 by 11 inches and about 1.5-2 inches thick. So
excellent. Like I said,
around about the size, a bit larger than a 14-inch laptop. So it's not
excellent.
It's not a small device. It's portable, but it's not something you'd balance on your knee and use with one hand. It is, however, 360 cells rather than 12 or 18 as you get in the cheapest level Braille displays.
And I was particularly impressed with the Braille quality itself. I found it really easy to use under my fingers.
Oh,
and
good.
Scrolling, you know, was easy to do. Mm. Is the buttons, are the simplicity of the buttons, is that still the same?
It's the same. We've improved the button design slightly. We've made them a bit more prominent. What we're doing at the moment, so one of the big things about the Canute, which I think makes us stand out, is, of course, we all know that there has been dozens of projects promising radically more affordable Braille or more multi-line Braille or both, and they've come and go and often disappeared without trace once there's been a patent applied or something like that. We're trying to act differently. We're trying to work with a community of Braille users quite openly. We demonstrate all our prototypes, whether they work or not, and many of them don't, to these groups. And the groups are called the Braillists. And we've got, just as an example, we've got a group of the Braillists centered in Worcester at the moment, who are working on the final feature set for the Canute when we launch at the end of this year, hopefully. So they're deciding what the buttons will be like, the, you know, what the menu systems would be like, how you load the books on and so on and forth. So it won't be a massive deviation from what you tried, Julie, but it will be slightly more advanced.
And how do you get content on the device?
We tried a variety of different ways in this, and what we wanted to do is to keep it as simple as possible for the initial release. It's partly because we want this to be a device that's almost as easy to use as a volumes of paper Braille. But it's also because it makes our life easier as a company without that much resources. So all you do is you put a USB stick with BRF files on it into the machine, and then you hit a button in the menu which says replace the library. That then makes a copy of all those BRF files onto the Knut. So the Knut itself is really where you where the books are cached to.
Yes.
So you would use it with a computer to put the files onto a USB stick or maybe a phone, something like that.
And when you're scrolling on the device, is there a delay between, you know, moving line to line like there is on the Orbit Reader? Yes, there is.
There is. This is a mechanical device. One of the, you know, we are focusing on getting the price down first and foremost. And it doesn't scroll up one line at a time because it's got 9 lines. It changes a whole page at a time.
Okay.
But it starts on the first, it refreshes the first line and then second line and then the third line. And it ripples down the page. So you can start reading straight away. You get to the bottom. If you get to the ninth, end of the ninth line, you press the next page button. Then you can run your hand up to the top and straight away start reading line number one. And whilst you're doing that, lines 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 will be refreshing one up sequentially.
It's almost like a Kindle, isn't it? I mean, you think about it in the same kind of way. You know, you press the button to move the page on.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Kindle. I don't want to labour the comparison too much because Braille takes up a lot more space than a Kindle. But the feature set is very similar.
I mean, I can see the potential because as a Braille reader, when I've got library books here and the volumes and volumes and volumes and storing them in the house is a hassle because they're so heavy. But this would be brilliant because you could store lots and lots of content on this device. Is there a memory limit, you know, of how much you can store on it?
Not really. We've got a micro SD card in there, which is, I think, 8 gigabytes. I don't know how much a BRF file takes up, but my guess is it's only a few kilobytes a page, so it's not going to be... There's no meaningful limit on the number of books you can store on it.
And navigating from book to book, is that easy?
Yeah, there's a menu button. So we're keeping it pretty simple at the moment. You have one button which takes you to the library menu, and then it's a flat list of books, and you select one of those books, and then it loads that book in the last place that you read it.
Brilliant. That sounds really, really good. I'm looking forward to when it becomes available. I really am.
Can I ask a question, Ed? Why is it called the Knut?
Well, it's named after King Knut, who tried to hold back the tide. Our previous design was called Quixote. We've also had another project, which we worked on with the Braillers, called Midas. You may be able to see a running theme.
I see where you're going, yeah.
Yeah.
We're hoping to finish the design for the first unit to go on sale at some point later this year. But that's our plan, and assuming we can get the support we needed to have it distributed, and we're looking for distributors in the UK and around the world at the moment, then we should be able to purchase this by the end of the year or at the latest early next year.
I think I'll be first in the queue.
Yeah. Well, do you know, I mean, I'm in the process of learning Braille, Ed, and, you know, it's a process for me I've chosen, and it's interesting because as a geeky, gadgety guy, a lot of my friends think, why are you bothering with Braille? It's so yesterday. And actually, I don't know. I think we'll be talking about Braille very differently in 10 years with all this new technology. Really good to have you on the show, Ed. Thank you for your time, and best of luck with the Knut.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.